You are down in deep.
This is deep.
There's a bottle on the dresser by your ring, and it's empty right now. I don't feel a thing. I'll be hurting when I wake up on the floor, but I'll be over it by noon. That's the difference between whiskey and you. Come tomorrow, I can walk in a store, it ain't a problem. You'll always sell me more, but your forgiveness, that's something I can't buy, or anything that I can do. That's the difference between whiskey and you. One's a devil, one keeps driving me insane. At times I wonder, they ain't both the same. One's a liar, it helps hide me from my pain. And one's a long gone bitter truth. That's the difference between whiskey and you.
Welcome back to another edition of IDS Extra. Dating sucks. I am your man, Big B. Glad to be here with you and have the crew with me. Today we have Miss Sonia from the Bronx.
Hola, mis amigas y amigos. ¿Cómo estás? All right, yeah.
All right. Ew. We have Mr. Diego.
I tell you, all my African brothers out there, and sisters, booga, booga, booga.
And so this time I'd like everyone to rise to your feet, remove your hats, place your hands over your hearts, and all hail the Queen.
Welcome. Thanks for listening.
We'll start introducing you in front of Diego.
Yeah, thanks. So, and then work the line that way.
Right. Oh my God. It's like you have mop up duty. What's been going on with y'all?
Oh, not much. Just traveling and,
dating and living our and lives, dating. Right? Just enjoying our lives.
Watching sure. People.
That make three, huh?
Yeah. Watching people self destruct.
Yep.
Doing the same old thing.
Same old damn thing. Same. Trying to get different results.
Definition of insanity.
No, I'm all right now.
Wow. Zers.
Yes.
Well.
Okay.
Can't say that I've done all of those, but I've seen a lot of that. For sure, for sure, for sure. I kind of giggle at it. And I want to get dating sucks business cards. So, like, when I hear the fuckery, I can just be like, yeah, just do that. Just drop it on the table while they arguing and shit. Just make two of them.
Question mark.
What the fuck is this?
Right.
Yeah. I like watching the couples that they've been together for a while and watching them eat. But
off the no bullshit, though. I was at a bar with a friend, and she had bumped into a friend of hers and like, what's going on? How's so-and-so doing? Man, fuck that bitch. Nah, 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 blah, blah, blah. And so they just went on.
Damn.
And the funny thing about it, she was like, write this number down. she gave him the show number and was like, call in and tell them what happened. You need to listen to their show.
Wow.
Like, the fuck? Who's tell that crazy motherfucker call us?
Oh, I want to hear this.
You got issues.
I definitely want to hear this.
Yeah, need psychiatric help.
And tell your friend she's hired.
How about that?
She can be our marketing manager.
I know.
I was like, hey.
I want to hear what she did.
I've been listening to a lot of shows lately, and I noticed that one particular show always references the dating sucks. I can't say it right now, but he says things like, yeah, who out here thinks that dating sucks? And like everybody raises their hands, and he's like, oh, well, I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to suck. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess you've been listening to the show. Don't try it.
So who is the person?
Don't say it.
I'm not going to say it. Okay. I'll tell you during the break.
No, tell us at the end when we're done taping.
Okay. All right.
I'm just saying because, you know,
yeah,
this one right here. Yeah. We'll come back and be on some.
He already said he liked the screwballs, so we don't know where this is going.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. We already halfway banned.
Right.
Just saying.
We already lost a continent on the intro.
Just saying. Well, right. People will be like, "What the fuck show is this? What did I tune into today?"
You want to jump right into this one, Queen?
I guess. All right. Well, let's see. Let's go back to some of the feedback that we had. I mean, sure. Was it a while ago? That's okay. Walk with us. Okay. So I don't know if you guys remember, one of the questions we put out there was, if your husband has a female friend, is it okay for him to help her with a bill here and there? So some of the comments were really funny. Rose said, who in the hell is asking these questions if she's our friend and needs help and possibly with our money? And Stone from Forget That Yo said, no, WTF is happening here. This is what my wife said. LOL. Okay, and Miss Best just said, nope, in all caps. So I felt like there was no need to even go back and say anything to her about that. So, yeah. So she said no.
It was unanimous.
Yeah. I think most people were, yeah. Even we all agreed on that. I don't remember what the hell we said, but I kind of felt like that was one of those one moments in time where we all agreed. Okay, so another one was, can your friend sit on your woman or your man's lap? You know, this one's going to be good. Why can't they just sit down in a chair? That's what BTG says. Miss Monique says, for what? Lady Rose says, nope, all caps. That's like a favorite word. Okay.
Absolutely.
Rude Boy says, ha ha ha, if they have on a Santa outfit, yes. Or playing a game. Otherwise, hell no. Miss Beth.
So basically, Rude Boy said he would let his wife sit on another dude's lap as long as he got Santa Claus. I know where he's going with it, but I'm fucking wrong.
I mean, he said ha ha, so I'm assuming he ain't really. It's one of those ha ha.
Right, I don't know.
Not for real.
That's messing with you.
Miss Shabazz said, yeah, if they want these hands.
Damn.
Right? And Miss Harris said, with a whole bunch of crying emojis, picture that. And
we'll talk about some hands.
Right, okay. Stone from Forget That. Yo, what for? All these chairs? Miss me with that.
Right.
And then Miss Six said, hells no. So, yeah. So that was a... Go back and listen to the show because I don't remember what we said, but I'm sure it was something stupid. Anyway, so the last question we posted was, and it's interesting because this one really doesn't have that many comments, so it makes me think what's going on out in these streets. When was the last time someone you dated gave you butterflies? Or at your age, are you no longer looking for them? So Mr. Lawrence said, NRE can be good and bad. Once it passes, you must be must be able to navigate the day-to-day life of being in a relationship or trying to build a solid foundation. Mr. Lawrence is from Welcome to the Village. Mrs. D says, in 2017 was the last time a man gave me butterflies, LOL. She said, "Amen, my man gave me butterflies, LOL. We broke up because he lied. He was married. And I asked if he was. He said, no, I'm single. And he was 60 years old. Too old to play those games for sure. I don't regret the way he made me feel, though. Heart emoji. Yeah.
No bueno.
Yeah. No bueno, huh? Oh, quick shout out to Kenneth. I posted a picture of the the screwball, and he said, blasphemy. And Big Lee said, put a swig on the tip of your finger and touch the screen and let me taste it. Crazy.
Now, I'm going to ask y'all, because people need convincing out here. When I told y'all about this screwball peanut butter whiskey, well, it was both of y'all's, all three of y'all's response.
We were like, no.
Yeah.
We don't want what?
But they, it's good, though.
It is very good.
It
is very good.
Very smooth.
Like I said, it ain't for me. But, I mean, if I've been drinking,
right,
and somebody said, hey, either here's a shot or a little small sip, that would sip. But I couldn't, it's nothing I can do.
If you have a very eclectic or
random ass palate.
If you have a complex palate like me, this is not going to be something that you're going to go into the bar and just pound the bar and order one.
I can't do it.
You know what I'm saying? This is more along the line of a fireball party type. Let's turn up. This would turn the corner from what you were drinking to the next level of shit you're about to pour down your throat. And
yeah, because I just see it's going to be a whole night of
if you drink a lot of it, yeah, because it's sweet. It is sweet. You drink a lot of it, yeah.
That's why we said it. Maybe, like, you know, if you want to do it and do like a little Reese's cup or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, I don't suggest drinking. I mean, maybe, okay, so if you're not a drinker, then I would give this to you. Mm-hmm. And then you can like sip on it. There you go. And then you know, still get a little bit of buzz. Mm-hmm. You know, you drink that. I'm going to order something else. But, you know, we'll all be happy at the end of the night.
Right. And again, I put it in the same class as Fireball. So if you were one of those people that you turn up and you slam shots of Fireball and all that shit, this would be right in your wheelhouse. And unfortunately, you're probably going to drink more of this than you will Fireball. Oh. Thus, you will be calling early in the morning.
Right. Because you're going to be, this is not bad. Drink, slam, drink, drink,
give
drink.
Give me another one of them little peanut butter jumps you was drinking.
Slam, slam, drink, drink. Like I said, at the end of the night.
Somebody pull her skirt down. Hold her hair back so I won't go in the toilet.
Or him, because I can see a dude.
But see, that's the thing. We don't do that. We just be like, I have to have my face in the water.
No, I'm just saying, I can see a dude drinking this a lot.
Damn.
And okay, anyway, all right, so let's get on with the show. Ready?
I was ready.
Okay, so I was actually watching the Tamron Hall show, and I know people love it or hate it, but I actually happen to, you know, like it.
Not familiar.
She was the one that was on NBC, the Today Show, with the short haircut, and was her, Al, and somebody else, whatever, and they kicked her off the show for Megyn Kelly, and then Megyn Kelly's show was trash, and they canceled it.
I got you now.
So, yeah. She has her own show now on like, an hour show on Fox 5. Okay, so this was actually an interesting question. So this came from her show. I was like, oh, damn, that's an interesting question. Would you ever do a foodie call where you go on a date, not for the person, but for the meal?
That's half the bitches in D.C.
I mean,
damn.
Don't all failed dates end up being a foodie call?
No, not necessarily.
I mean, you set out for some booty, but you end up with a check, and I'm going home now.
And she going home, give it the guy the leftovers and that pussy after you paid for it. Mm-hmm. That's half the chicks in the
DMV. Are you about to walk out the room now?
No.
B said, I quit.
I got to make adjustments.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, that's the DMV right there.
And he's like, I quit.
Yeah. How many women have heard?
Is it just the DMV?
I mean that's everywhere, but I'm just saying DMV.
And don't act like men don't do it too.
Yeah, they
do. I don't think men say, hey, let's go on a date and let me pay for it because I just want to spend money on you.
No, I meant the other way.
What, go on dates with women and the women pay for it?
Yeah, like, say she calls, she'll call me like, you want to try at this new restaurant?
Sometimes,
and then he don't really like it, but he's like, okay, I'll go.
It snows in September.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
What were you saying, Sonya?
No, I was making an example. I was like, say if she calls and say, hey, you want to try out this new restaurant? It just opened up, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he ain't really feeling it, but he's like, yeah, I always wanted to try that spot. Okay, yeah, I'll go. So that's like, I think that's what she's talking about, like a foodie. Is she saying like a foodie call?
It's not, but it's not coming from her to him because he's still thinking.
That he has to pay?
No.
What?
That he going to get. Oh, happy ending. Oh, is that
no, right? Not necessarily.
Yeah.
No, it's, I think y'all misunderstanding the question. Okay. It's like someone asks you out on a date, and you're like, no interest in the person because, you know, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Right.
You're going out really basically to eat.
Okay, right. There's no interest.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, that's what I mean.
I put that in.
Right. You're basically, that's what a foodie call is. It's like you're basically going out to eat.
Yeah.
And that person could be like,
I still have issues.
Oh.
Because, depending upon, I mean, I don't want to sound shallow, but I also don't want to be assumed with certain people.
Okay, but, okay, so would you go on one or no?
I'd say I would.
Diego, we already know your answer. Sonya?
No.
You get straight coffee with my ass.
Okay.
God damn it.
You get coffee. You get coffee.
With a strong wince.
Yeah.
I'm saying, would you ever go on a foodie call? Yeah. Knowing you're not really going for the person, you're going for the food.
Yeah. No.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah. I mean, I know you understand.
That's what I said. I know you get it.
I get it,
You're talking about going for coffee. I'm paying for coffee. I'm saying, would you?
No, I wouldn't. No.
Okay.
No. And me either. I'm not a foodie. So, it's not.
You don't like
you
food?
You can't get me with food. Not that. I mean, I like food, but if I don't like you, I'm not going to go out and just because I want to try a restaurant or I just want to eat. I got food in my fridge. I'm just saying.
Yes,
that's just me. I mean, I'm just not a foodie.
Honestly, I think for me, it would come down to.
Some people are foodies, but I'm not.
For me, it would come down to who and where.
No, I don't
care. Even if you knew the girl wasn't really feeling you, kind of half feeling you.
Yeah, I mean, it's out. We established nobody's feeling each other, but I still don't want to go to a certain place and be like.
Right, like they're associated. Yeah.
Right, like, oh, I saw you and your girl. Like, nah, bro, that wasn't my girl.
Yeah.
And so once you say that, then it's automatic. Oh, yeah, fuck it. Like, nah, it ain't that either. You know, so I don't even want to have to go through all of that.
Yeah.
I'm just not into wasting people's time.
You're so kind.
Yeah.
It is, because a lot of people don't care.
Yeah, you're right. I'm
Yeah, this one girl stood up on the show and was like, she had gone on like no exaggeration. I swear she said 100 dates.
What?
Yeah, I mean, I believe that. I mean, I know women that do it all the time.
Completely agree to that.
You know, I mean, hell, it happens to a buddy of mine all the time. He's like, he be taking bitches out. Because that's what they are. I mean, you know, the bottom
line. Are they the bitch or is he the bitch?
Well, I mean, that bitch could go both ways. But I'm just saying.
Went from a continent to a whole gender.
But I mean, you know, he take him out and it's like, dude, why are you wasting your money on these random chicks? Like, come on.
But
I mean, it happens. In fact, did one of your girlfriends once a time say she went out with a guy just for the food?
Mm-hmm.
One time? Yeah. So, I mean, it happens all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm. Then you have to endure the conversation. You don't even really want to talk. You just want to eat. No. No, thanks.
Yeah, so it happens. I mean, you know, I can't be mad at the girl who's on the Tamara Hall show. It's, hey, it ain't tricking if you can do it.
Right?
You know, if you got fools out there go, oh, yeah, I'm going to take you out to a restaurant. And, you know, they're not trying to get to know you beyond feeding your belly because they think that's impressing you.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be mad at her.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's true. There are a lot of brothers out there like that.
Yeah, I mean, a guy thought he was impressing a girl because he took her out to what restaurant was that? It was on 14th Street. I can't think of the name of the restaurant right now. Ocean Prime. And he thought he was doing something. And I'm looking at him like, dude, don't you think she's been out to that restaurant like 100 times with 100 dudes just like you? But, you know, he thought he was doing something.
He was special. So. He was special.
Right. To me, that's what you get for showing off.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You get got when you show off. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Right. I mean, if you want to take somebody, now it's different. Like if you want to go to Ocean Air and you don't want to go by yourself. Right. Because, you know, sometimes some grown people aren't, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of person where they can go to a restaurant by themselves. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, and if you are that person, sit at the bar.
Right.
You can talk to the bartender. You can talk to the people beside you. But if you're not the person that can go to a restaurant, you know, by yourself, then you're like, hey, I really want to go to Ocean Air. Let me look at my Rolodex of dudes or chicks and see who I can, you know, pick out. Because you have to think about it. You go to dinner, that's about, let's say, an hour to maybe two hours. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That you're spending with this person. Yeah. So I would at least think this should be somebody you're halfway interested in.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Or somebody you want to carry on a conversation. Well, clearly he don't want to go with friends, but which to me would be the logical thing.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah.
But I guess maybe he doesn't want to pay for a friend.
Which I think is kind of crazy.
I think it's stupid.
You'll pay for some random snatch.
Well, because he's thinking the trade off is going to be booty.
Yeah, he thinks the trade off is going to be
booty. But it never is.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm saying I'd rather be out with a friend that I'm having a great time with.
That's what I'm saying. And have a good conversation with. And then maybe both of y'all, you know, can find, you know, dates because somebody's going to be in that bar or wherever.
Exactly.
Right, single. And mm-hmm. like I said, maybe after you eat dinner, you go sit at the bar and have a drink before you go home and talk to people. Right. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I think at this stage of my life that I am old enough where there is a hot restaurant, I'll go by myself.
Me too.
Or I'll find some friends to go with me or whatever, versus sitting and having a conversation with somebody that I don't care anything about. I know I'm never going to be interested in this person. Mm-mm. Like, I can't get those two hours of my life back. Mm-mm. You know, and it's nothing worse. And we kind of touched on it before, if not a little bit today, going out to a restaurant and you look around and you see people sitting there and they're just sitting in the booth quiet, you know,
right.
silently cutting their steak. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no conversation.
No energy.
No, yeah. Nothing. Like, just, you just know they're like, why are we here together?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Whether it's a married couple or it's a couple that may, you know, just started dating or whatever. But you can just tell, like, ugh.
Yeah, just bad vibes.
Now, hey, maybe that was a foodie call.
Yeah, maybe. A lot of times, hey, they just sit there not saying anything. She enjoyed her food.
Right. And he's looking like, ugh. She's looking like, ugh.
She's doing a lot of chewing.
But she's like, can I get this to go? Can I get a dessert to go to?
Yeah. Ooh, I hate that. I hate that.
I'm so full.
I'm full, but can I get a dessert to go?
No, thank you. I can't even eat. My stomach be hurting.
Well, I mean, like I said, it happens. And if they have to find the guys or the women that allow you to do it, hey, make it happen. I
definitely anyway. Oh, you ready? You got a question, eh?
I do.
Hit it.
I'm
sorry, I'm all off the mic. I'm trying to decide between two. I'm going to do a smaller one before we go to a break. And it sounds like something we've done before, but I just can't recall. So since it was sent in, this person wants to know, when or how soon should you date after divorce?
I say jump right back on that saddle.
Right away.
Right away.
Get right on
just
in there.
Get out there and jump on in there.
The next day.
What you waiting on?
Repeat the question for me.
When or how soon should you date after divorce?
You should jump as soon as... Think about it like that. If you divorced, that means that pretty much your marriage was over a year before it really ended anyway.
Or two.
Mm-hmm. Or three, or four, mm-hmm. or five, depending on what it is.
Right.
So why not jump back out there? Cool. You know, it's like, it's not like you need time to heal. Shit, your marriage has been over for a long time anyway. Your healing process has already been, you know, started from there. So once the divorce is final, you went through your little separation, and the divorce is like, hey, jump out there. Day. You know, find out, because, you know, things have changed. Mm-hmm. The game has changed a lot. Mm-hmm. So it's like, jump out there and get your toes wet.
Just go.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna answer the question by asking a question to, I'm gonna specify Queen and Diego. Uh-oh. You just get back from a trip from Italy, and you find out for whatever reason you kind of need to turn around like a day, 24 hours.
Wait, did we move on from the last question?
You were typing when I said I'm going to ask a question to answer the question.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to multitask here and be like, okay, that's why we need a marketing manager. All right. I can't do everything. All right.
So if you just got back from a trip from Italy, and you find out that within 24 hours, for whatever reason, you have to jump on a plane and go to Cali, what's the first thing you need to do when it comes to packing?
Empty my suitcase.
Thank you. No, you shouldn't just turn around and jump into it until you make sure you've emptied your baggage from whatever the fuck just happened in your messy or unsuccessful past relationship. Make sure your bag is clear and ready to go on to your next trip. There's no need to drag that luggage into your next relationship and just start having a string of failed relationships. Find out what happened. Are you emotionally ready? If there's kids involved, are they ready? Find out, look yourself in the mirror. Did I come to grips with the part that I played in this failed marriage? And make sure I don't take that into my life. To me, there's so many moving parts that I think need to get settled before you jump right back into somebody else's situation.
But you said dating. So you went from dating to relationship. Dating and relationships are totally two different things.
Okay, but you got to start somewhere. You don't bump into somebody and say, hey, we're in a relationship. You start dating.
And my thing is,
if you're not ready to start dating, don't do it.
But that's what I'm saying is, dating is dating. And I'm going to say, a lot of people like to say, oh, if I'm dating someone, because it gives them a reason to fuck that person so they can feel good inside. The bottom line, dating is dating, a relationship is a relationship. And if you just got out of marriage, you say, you know something, I just want to date a little bit. I ain't trying to jump into anything serious. Mm-hmm. I just want to date. And I don't think anything's wrong with that. Mm-hmm. I think it's great if you go out with, you know, Bob, Steve, Jerron, and all the rest of the crew and just date. Mm-hmm.
Now, did he mean Jerome?
No, Jerron. I heard that name. I heard that name from Jerron.
Okay.
So, and I think it's all right to date. Now, if you want to, from that and after dating and you decide, you know something, I feel good. I'm working over whatever transpired between me and my husband or my wife or whatever the case may be, that we are ending, that we ended the relationship and I'm single now. I think there's nothing wrong with dating. The whole point is people need to stop trying to go from a date and turn it into a relationship. It's not that easy. And that's why people keep doing the same fucked up shit, because you keep turning every date into a relationship.
So if you're dating and you start going into this whole thing of, damn, you know, all these niggas out here fucked up because, you know, blah, blah, blah. This nigga was shit. This thing, I dated this dude. He was some shit. I dated this dude. He was some shit. At what point are you going to stop and say, damn, I'm the common denominator. That shit could have been me.
But that's the whole point.
And it could be because you haven't even faced what the hell went wrong in your marriage.
But you talk about marriage. It's people out there who've never even been married and still keep doing the same old shit.
The question we're talking about is someone who has been married.
And I say, if you've been married, and chances are your marriage has been over well before you got to the final point. Your marriage has been over.
That doesn't mean you come to grips with why it ended.
Yeah, and sometimes
it could be, like, for instance, it could be, oh, somebody cheated.
Okay,
so is that the end all be all? I mean, why, you know, there's so many deeper dives that you can go into to figure out how did we come to that.
Right, but the thing about it, if a guy's married, and the reason why their marriage ended because his wife cheated, so he'll sit back during that process of getting divorced and everything like that, and he'll probably ask himself 1,000 times, why did she cheat? Was it because of me? What vibe am I giving off? And all the other things that go along with that. Now, once the marriage is ended and he's back out there on the grind of dating, he might go through those things, but that's just part of the process. That's why I said you should date.
But that's what I'm just, you just sort of said the thing that I've been saying. While he's going through that divorce, he's asking himself these questions. Basically, he's preparing himself for his next step. But if you don't do those simple things, some people don't do that. Some people make their mind up that, oh, it's just all their fault. Now I'm back out here. And don't take a 5 minutes of their life to say, what part did I play? What went wrong? Or those sort of questions that heal and fix you for your next journey.
Okay, you need to work on yourself. I'll take a point. Since I was married once. Every time I say that, people laugh. Well, since I was married once, and I'm going to tell you something. My marriage ended because of me. Okay, I was the fucked up one in my marriage. My ex-wife was a good woman. I just wasn't the man that she needed in her life, and she wasn't the woman I needed. But in the process of that, I knew that I was the fucked up one. And once I got out of it, I continued dating being fucked up.
James, but that's what I'm saying, James. That's the anomaly. Most dudes ain't going to come off and say, I was the fucked up one. They're going to be like, man, I cheated because, man, that chick wasn't giving me what I needed. Or that chick was this. No, you was just a fucked up dude. And you wasn't ready to be that man she needed to be. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. There's not a lot of people that's going to face themselves in the mirror and say that.
Oh yeah.
But because you knew that, boom, you've done it. You know who, you know what the fuck your situation was. You're able to move on.
Yeah. But I mean, as I say, but people are not, but here's the thing about it. No one's going to stand on the sideline. Once they're, you know, and I see it all the time when you go to Gracie's and all these other places, and you see these old dudes have been married for 20 years and whatever, and women too. And they're back out there because they need, most people need that feel of another person. So they'll get a divorce and they're right back out there because they need that feel of another person. It's just,
I'm not
it's
saying
just,
they yeah, don't. Yeah, you're right. Right. All day long.
So,
but unfortunately, you know, in my opinion, a lot of them are not cleaning up before they go there.
I'm sorry. Did y'all even answer the question?
Yes.
Yeah.
The actual question: mm-hmm. How long or soon?
Oh, we haven't. Uh-huh. I mean,
okay. I think it was.
I mean, right. They said right away, and okay. I was like, go through steps and make sure you're ready.
I was like, ooh, I must have blacked out because I didn't. I don't remember hearing the actual
it's
answer.
The screwball.
No, I didn't have any of that. Nah, not for me, kid. It's a screwball for you. That's why you chatty. Because I didn't really have any. I'm like, I had some sips. I'm like, it's too sweet for me. Anyway, I just wanted to make sure because I'm like, I mean, that's, I think it's an actually good question.
That is a good question.
Because I think it has to depend on the person. I mean, and I guess from some of all of what y'all said, that I think you have to be mentally ready to go out there and date again. Because of the marriage, maybe the marriage was emotionally abusive. Maybe it was physically abusive, you know. So you have to decide, you know, what is right for you. I think it's an individual thing. I don't think everybody is automatically ready. And like you guys were saying, like if it is a situation that like the marriage is pretty much, you know, it was like, because I know in Maryland you have to be separated for a year before you can get a divorce, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, so technically if it's one of those things and it pretty much the situation is over anyway, then yeah, get out there and date. Not jump into a relationship because dating is supposed to, you know, you date to find a relationship or to get married.
Right.
So, you know, maybe get out there, you know, especially if you've been married, because a lot of people now are getting out of relationships or marriages that have been married for like 20 you know, years, 30 years or whatever. Hell, even 10 years. You know, so, you know, the game has changed out here, kids. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's like you want to get out there and just date and see what you like. You know, right. And dating, of course, as we've said before, too, doesn't necessarily equate with sleeping with someone. You're just going out there and seeing what you like. I mean, hell, maybe go on a foodie call. I don't know. I don't know what you want to do with your life. You know what I mean? You want to get out there and do something different, but make sure you are ready, because it's rough in these streets. That's why we call this show Dating Sucks question mark. So make sure you're ready for that.
And the Getty is alive.
Okay. All right. So let's move on. We got another question. Oh, speaking of dating, if you are dating someone, how long should it be before you let them know where you live?
Okay. I think, you know, honestly, the real answer is anytime you're ready. If you want to bring them over the night you meet them or whatever the case may be, it really is up to you. Because, you know, everybody can do their thing. But if you get tired of keep doing the same old, keep running into the same old rut, you know, then maybe you need to step back and wait a minute before you start letting this person into your personal space, i.e. get to date someone, you know, meet in neutral territory. You know, like I hear a lot of times women always say, I want a guy to court me. Well, a guy can't court you if you bring him over your house to fuck you, okay? I mean, once you invite him in, it's like a vampire.
That's what I'm saying.
Once you invite him in, it's like a vampire. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to suck your blood. Okay? So the bottom line is, why don't you, like I say before, it's up to each individual. But if you're trying to get out the same rut, still going the same thing, every guy you get with or girl you get with or whatever depends, every time that person comes over, you end up fucking and the relationship, and then it turns into a, I wouldn't even call it a relationship. We got to give it another term for that. You get kind of stuck with that person.
Situationship.
A situationship. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Good one. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. Situationship.
I'm sure I didn't make it up, but.
And so what happened
let's
is.
Let's say I did.
Right. And you get tired of doing it. Do something different. Have this person meet on neutral territory and say, hey, let's go out on a date. And a date doesn't mean always food or money or whatever. Once you find out if this person really genuinely likes you. Mm-hmm. And trying to say, you know something, I'm feeling you, instead of trying to get between your leg or you riding his dick. Right. And as I say, you know, figure it out.
Isn't it the same thing?
Well, I mean, you know, I try to change it up for the women and the guys, you know.
Okay. So. BX.
Good.
You gotta say something. You just ain't saying
Yeah, I mean, what the hell? Mm-mm.
What?
Nothing.
Why you saying nothing?
No, I agree with everything you said.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, damn, at least say that.
Don't worry, I'm good.
I know, I'm like, what in the world?
Yeah. No, let me just say that.
Like, right, I'm
nope.
Like,
I
agree. Yeah. I agree. I mean, just, you know, your house is supposed to be, you know, it's sacred. You want to be able to go home without looking over your shoulder because you can't tell if they're crazy if you let people just come over just willy-nilly. So you got to wait to see.
Man, listen, you can be dating somebody for years, married to somebody for years, and the next thing you know, that motherfucker crazy. So yeah. Crazy is crazy is crazy.
Yeah.
So that don't really mean like, a lot.
Yeah. Well, I'm not.
I think if, like I said before, if you want to date and truly the essence and the meaning of dating, and I think that people have fallen, I think that definition has fallen to the wayside, and people really don't know what dating is anymore.
Right, they don't.
So, you know, what do you think about inviting people over and being like, "Oh, I'll cook dinner"?
If you invite somebody over, I'm gonna tell you something. And being a man, and being on the Serengeti, and if you invite a guy over to cook for him, you may as well say, "Oh, by the way, here's my pussy."
Right.
You know,
I agree.
Because the problem, you just met this dude.
What if he said, "Come over, I'll cook for you"?
It's the same thing. Either way, if you are going over his house, if you're going over, or he coming over your house, you may as well say, "Oh, by the way, here's my pussy." Because the bottom line is, that's the whole game.
Yeah.
Dating is saying, being in neutral locations and say, "Hey, can this person come up with some fun thing for us to do outside of going to each other's house?" Because we all know that. We all been there before.
Right.
That's a trap. You know that. And you women, stop cooking for niggas.
Stop it.
Stop it. Just stop it. No one gives a fuck that you can cook.
Okay.
No nigga gives a fuck that you can cook. I can cook. I'm a Southern girl. I can cook. No one gives a fuck. Okay?
Oh, I knew somebody needed to listen to that.
No, I'm just saying. It's really, like, it's really, you cook for your man, okay?
Yes.
You cook for the man, and you know something? This man treats me well. He's there for me. He's trying to be with me. He's not just trying to get the milk free. He actually trying to buy the cow, okay? That's the nigga you cook for. Right. Every random nigga that you come across, I'm going to cook for you. I'm going to show you. I'm a Southern girl. I can cook. No one gives a fuck.
Nobody cares.
Stop the bullshit.
Cut it out.
I'm a Southern girl. I can cook.
Well,
You hear that all
the
time.
Let me see. I think I'm like, let me go back to the question. I honestly think, like, you should be careful who you let into your home. Like, I do feel like it is a vampire situation, too. I think once you let somebody in your home, that like an it's an energy thing to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like it has to be somebody, or it's, let me not say it has to be. It should be someone that you are very much interested in, and he is very much interested in you. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, and I know, you know, sometimes it's like, as people say, you know, you don't want to let the killer in your house, you know, and it's like, you don't want to go to the killer's house either. So it is, for a lot of people, it is comfortable. Like if you are, you know, you feel like you've grown and you just want to, you know, have sex with somebody or whatever. Yeah, that is different. So then, yes, you probably would feel more comfortable letting them come to your house versus you going to theirs. I mean,
but know what it is.
Yeah. And that's it. And be okay, you know, either kicking them out. Don't let them stay tonight.
Right.
Because then they're going to expect you to make breakfast. Mm-hmm. Not expect, spec. They're going to expect you to make breakfast. Next day, be ready. You know, after it's done, be like, ooh, you got to go. You cannot stay tonight, my brother. And make sure if they come over, it's dark. Because that way, maybe they don't remember where you live.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just saying.
That's true.
Or set yourself up a ring. If they randomly knock on your door in the middle of the night, you can look at the ring and be like, oh, no, and not answer it. I'm just saying. Just be out there and be safe. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Go with your gut, because a lot of times people don't listen to their gut. You got that spidey sense that's like, it's tingling that he might kill me, but he might not.
But, you know,
or she might cut off my dick, but she might not. You know what I mean? Go with your gut. If it really is an intense situation, like y'all went out for dinner and that dinner spilled into drinks. Mm-hmm. I mean, not sloppy, because you don't want to be sloppy.
Uh-huh. Right.
Because the next thing you know, your ass going to wake up in a ditch. Mm-hmm. So not sloppy. But if the vibe is good or whatever, Diego might say, take it to the car.
Yep.
But if you're classy and not trashy, don't take it to the car.
Right.
We like trashy women.
I said, if you're classy and not trashy, don't take it to the car. No. Or start in the car and then move somewhere else. Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But anyway.
But I mean, like I said, if you're tired of doing the same old thing,
change it up.
Just change it up. Stop doing it. I mean, because the bottom line, if you every situation you get into, every guy you meet is not the one. Okay, and if you he's not the one,
or
she's not the one. But it's like
they are not.
Yeah, if you want to do something different, change it up.
They them are not.
Right.
Enjoy the process.
Enjoy the process, exactly. See if he can play in a situation for you other than going to dinner.
I'm saying.
And so, not the movies.
Yeah, right. Don't ever do the movies.
Not on the first date. But anyway, we talked about that a long time ago.
Assuming we're all talking to and about grown folks here.
I hope so.
Listen. Things happen. You know what I'm saying? Things happen. You could set out with the best plan in mind for a meeting or a date or a chance meeting while out or whatever to go a certain way. And Lord knows a good conversation, a good laugh, some great drinks can turn shit a totally different direction.
True.
Mm-hmm.
So
I ended up in a 3-year relationship without my knowledge, but yes.
How about that?
I'm just saying, but anyway,
how about the one that starts off, hell no, I'm not fucking with her.
Just
and
saying.
Then 5 years later, like, damn,
how we get here?
Swore I wasn't being this wingman. And 5 years later, but yeah,
anyway,
shit. Yeah. Listen, y'all, shit happens, man. But something Diego said something earlier about doing the same thing and expecting a different result. If that's your MO and shit's not working the way you want, then you might want to switch your game up. If it's one of those moments, it's exciting, that shit. Oh my God, and it was just wonderful. Stars, moons, quasars, you calling your girl, you know, whispering in the back, like, oh my God, girl, you will not believe, oh my God, da da da, and all that. Yeah, this shit happens.
Yeah.
Don't make it your norm, I would say.
Don't let the bodies add up.
Exactly.
Don't let the bodies add up. Because they do add up quick.
They add up quick. So.
I mean, if you want them to add up,
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I'm saying there ain't nothing wrong with that. Just you know, if saying, that's where you're going.
Nothing wrong with being a hoe, because hoe needs love too.
I'm not even saying a hoe. Well, I'm just saying, period.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but the people say, oh, you know, that's being a hoe or whatever. And I'm saying there's nothing wrong with that. If that's how you feel, if you, like you want to be that way, then be that way. But don't use that as a thing to say, well, I can't seem to find the right man, because you're not doing the right thing. Maybe stop doing the same thing you've been doing. Do something different. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Stop meeting randos.
Yeah.
Do the right thing and
doing it to them.
And possibly different places.
Right, exactly. Just do something different.
Stop going to that especially one dive bar waiting for the right show.
Especially if you're in your 40s and stuff. Like, you get to your late 30s and 40s, you still doing the same thing and get the same results? Come on. It's time to look at that mirror. It's you.
All right.
Well. Okay. Let's take a quick break. And we'll be right back. I have to wipe my tears.
If I was to tell you just how much I need you, would you come tonight? Or would you not believe me? Cause a love that easy never turns out right. I'm trying to change the rules, you deserve. Something good in your life. We waited for far too long, so come get your blessings tonight, baby. Won't you come over, love, so I can show you love. Promise I got enough to give you all that you need, baby. So many search to find love that's as good as mine. I will always waste your time, so bring it.
Yeah, what's up? Leave your name and a brief message, and I'll be sure to get back with you. Peace.
Tevin, I love you.
Shh. Break it down. I don't want nobody else to hear the sounds. This love is a private affair. Interrupt the flow, no, then better not dare. Got to break it all down. In the daytime, I think not. I'd rather do you after school like some homework. Am I getting you hot in my bedroom? No. Cause then we have to stop. I'd rather wait till everyone's fast asleep than do it in the kitchen on a tabletop. Oh, we got to break it all down, 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 baby. Shh, break it down.
I don't want nobody else to hear the sound.
What y'all know about this song?
We know about it already.
Okay. All right.
Missed the days of making that mixtape, man.
See,
and once the mixtape didn't work, you had to throw it away, make a new one.
Just saying.
See, this is good music. Not like the music got there. You know?
Oh, God,
I'm that's right. I'm being that old man. Right. Over, get off my grass.
Right.
But this was some good music right there. Yeah.
Anyway, welcome back to Dating Sucks? Question mark. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Thank you for sharing the show. And, thank you for still listening, because, you know, some things were said. I mean, we wouldn't take it back, but some things were said. And maybe it applies to you, maybe it doesn't. I don't know. But if you would like to send us feedback, please send it to indeepshow@yahoo.com or 202-750-1437. I was like, ooh, that was my home number. Oh. I mean, which would have been okay, because I don't answer it. I don't answer it anyway. You know, that's another old thing. It's like, it's in case of emergency. But anyway, hey, we'd love to hear your voice. That would be fun. But if you do decide to send us an email, it's fine. We will not read your name on the show. I mean, No, I'm kidding. We won't read your name on the show. That's fine. If you want to send us any questions or if you're feeling brave, you can go to our Facebook page, In Deep Show, and post a question there. That'd be great. Or you can even send us a message via In Deep Show. That'd be pretty dope, too.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would hear, especially if we were to hear from the ladies. Right. Ladies, we would hear from you. You know, if you're tired of being that person, can't get married, nobody wants you. Everybody wants to pour from your jugs of milk, but nobody wants to buy you. We can help you. Mm-hmm.
We can help you. Are, okay. Mm-hmm. I would have said pour from your love cup.
Your love cup. I like that. I love that.
You know
that.
What I'm saying?
And we can help you. You know, we can. You're tired of doing the same old thing. You're 40. Nobody seems like they're interested in you. We can help you.
Can you help me?
I can help you.
I might need a side class.
We're gonna do it. We're gonna do a. We're gonna get a get married show of Valentine's before Valentine's Day.
That's get married. What does that mean?
We're gonna get people married. We're gonna give you the right advice to go out there and get yourself a husband.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. Well,
we're gonna work on that.
Okay. You gonna work on that? Okay.
I got. We're gonna give you the magic formula. The you're magic gonna, touch. Guys will be looking at you and asking you to marry them left and right.
Drop down to me.
I might need this class. Okay. Then.
The boys have been. I'm down on bended knee.
Oh boy. All right, please ask that question.
Okay. I've been rereading it. It's a little choppy. IDS crew, please let me know where you guys stand on this topic. My mate has an issue with hanging out with a friend of mine that has a couple girls he's dealing with. It used to be she would only hang out with one of the girls, which was the one she met first. Now she says she will not support him as he cheats on them. The thing is, he has made it painfully clear to all girls involved that they are not in a relationship. Being totally honest, I know a couple of them feel that they are. Oh, wait a minute. Only a couple of them. I know that they feel that they are. One. God damn. Oh, okay. There you go. Being totally honest, I know a couple of them feel that they are the only one in his life and don't know about the other. But he has been honest. I think she's overreacting. What says you?
Well, first of all, I'm confused.
Me too.
Okay.
Because I'm like, are you... Because okay. It sounds like he's telling all the people he's dating, I'm dating other people.
Right.
He's not saying he's dating other people. He's saying we're not in a relationship.
There is a difference.
They don't know.
There is a difference. Yeah.
They don't know he's dating other people. Oh. But he is telling them that we are not in a relationship.
Well, but to me, if you tell me we're not in a relationship, I would assume
you're dating
other people. Because if you're not, you know, and I know these days people don't say like we go together or we're monogamous, but so, still.
But the question's not coming from that person's point of view.
I assume it's coming from his friend's girlfriend.
Right.
Okay.
So
mind your business. I mean, are you afraid that your man's going to do the same thing? Because it really has nothing to do with you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just be a nice person. Be cordial. Whatever chick he decides to bring with him, especially if he says he's not in a relationship, just be cordial. Mm-hmm. And worry, as a little baby say, worry about yourself.
Right.
Because, I mean, you know, that I don't know. To me, that's just telling me you getting weird about your man.
Right.
I'm like, is your man shady? Does he have tendency to cheat? Are y'all really in a relationship?
Right.
Because maybe y'all not. Right. Are y'all monogamous?
Right.
Maybe you're not.
Maybe you're not. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you feeling uncomfortable about what you got going on, and maybe you need to have a conversation with your boo.
Yeah.
Just saying.
You know, I was in that situation at one time, and surprise, surprise.
Once or twice.
We ain't shocked.
Right.
And I was, you know, dating a lot of women, and, you know, of course I would bring different women to functions and so forth and so on and everything like that, whatever. And so, you know, a couple people like, oh, you know, every time we see you with a different woman, and, you know, women will call me out, like, you know, every time you're out, you're with a different woman and so forth and so on. And I would say, well, I'm just hanging out. They know we're not together. And so I'm like with the queen. Look, that's your man's friend, first of all, okay? That's his friend. And if his friend wants to be out there and he's talking to several different women and he's coming to every function, whether it be at your house or whatever situation is, he's bringing different women, you just need to shut the fuck up and play alone. Because really, that's what it comes down to.
I ain't saying it like that, though.
Yeah, she ain't saying it like that. But I mean, the reality is you need to just shut the fuck up and play alone because it's none of your business. Okay? That's your man's friend. And if he wants, if he's fine with it, then you should be fine with it. If you feel the need to get close to these women or whatever, every woman he brings around, you know, you have to be cordial. And maybe one might become your friend or whatever. But the bottom line is, if he say he's telling them that, hey, we're not in a relationship, we're just kicking it. And these women know, they're not stupid. I mean, they are, but they're not stupid. Then it's really none of your business. You need to just sit back and play your role. Mm-hmm. That's all you need to do. Play your role. Worry about your man. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Word.
I heard that. Sonya.
Yeah.
Damn it. What's your opinion?
I'm just thinking back to a situation. To a situation that I was in. I was the girl. I was the girl, like, you know, I was the one. But I know how to mind my business. So me and my boyfriend that I was dating at the time, we went out. I had met his friend prior with another girl. I didn't know. I thought that was the girlfriend. We went someplace else, and before we got out the car, he was like, look, I got to tell you something. He said, this is, be quiet, because you want to see another woman. It's,
at least you got heads up.
He said, this one is his wife. The other one you met was the mistress.
Oh, that's a problem.
That's different.
That's totally different. Though.
Okay.
But even then, you still got shut up.
I was like, what? Okay, whoa. So I had to fix my face in the car and everything. But I swear, she looked like she had been through stuff with him, you know. You could tell because she was real lip. She was kept looking when, you know, she, you could tell that she felt something was not right. So, but she didn't ask a whole bunch of questions, and I didn't want to talk to her. So I was like, I don't want to sit next to her. I don't want to say anything.
Why?
But
why?
I don't, because I didn't. I don't like that. I mean, I didn't want, because just because she, so how long, you know, so when's the last time you met my husband before? Because I didn't meet, you know, all of that. No.
You just say, I just met him. That's it.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, I wouldn't have lied. I would have been like, oh, I met him like a couple weeks ago or a month ago.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Was he wearing it? Right. You know, I don't recall.
That's strange, but Jim said y'all was all out of the bar.
Yeah. I don't recall.
The day before yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, so, that's what I'm saying. I'd be like, I don't recall. I'm like, you might need to talk to him.
I don't have a,
if you feel
face.
Uncomfortable, girl, go with your gut. Run. Get out. No, I'm just playing.
They ended up breaking up anyway. They're not together.
See,
anymore.
She already knew. Mm-hmm.
She already knew. She knew.
She knew.
Yeah, she knew already.
She knew.
But still, it was like so crazy. So, yeah.
So the guy you were dating said, oh, FYI.
Don't call her Jill. Her name is not Jill.
He was like, Jill. You're going to see it. You're going to see a different girl. A different girl.
Her name, today's girl is Cynthia.
Right. I said, what? A different girlfriend? Another girl? He said, no, this is the wife.
God damn it.
He was like, the other one was the mistress. Mm-mm-mm. And we had went to, it was the 4th of July, and they had gotten a room over there at the Four Seasons, so you know, you could see the fireworks from the hotel, you know. Mm-hmm. It was like the big windows, so we went up there to look at the fireworks. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that's nice, y'all staying the night on the weekend, thinking that's the wife. And and I was talking to her like, this is so nice, your husband really, she was like, yeah, I know, like playing the whole this is my husband role. So I had no idea, and then now I see the, I was like, kind of foolishness is going on. Yeah.
I could dig you feeling wonky about
that's
that.
That's different. Yeah. I'm
because
like,
because in a way,
we're talking about something totally,
you know,
different.
It has nothing to do with you, in a way you was deceived too.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying? You kind of take on different. That feeling.
Yeah. And, but maybe I'm just saying, maybe that's,
I think you've been a little extra.
No.
I've been in a situation
no,
just like the one cool, described. And the role that I play in it is when the shit hits the fan, I want everybody to still love me. So one of them, when I always greeted her, it was, hey sis, how you doing, love, da 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 da. And down the line, it got thinner and thinner. So I would meet the other one, like, yo, what's going on, shawty? Anything good with you? And then, you know, the other one, fist bump, yo, you know. And so when that shit hit the fan, you know, the one that I kind of fucked with the most, I positioned myself like, when it go down, remember, I was cool, don't.
Don't kill me.
Shoot the whole house up, find out where I'm sitting, shoot that way.
I think that's funny.
Now. But no, I side with Queen on this. I mean, if besides you having that intel, if you are having some serious feelings, they're probably something that you feel within your own relationship. And first and foremost, you know, speak on it, and but be open minded. But and remember, like Queen said, it's really none of your business. You can take somewhat of a petty role and say, well, then cool, it's none of my business, then don't ask me to hang out with y'all no more. But for what? You know, if you're missing out on time and still hanging with your man.
Yeah, you're missing out on the fun.
You know what I'm saying? Go out, have drinks. I mean, that's what it's all about. It ain't, you know, just look at them as three or four people that you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You never know who they might be in your life. All right. Could be a job opportunity. You exactly. don't know.
You know. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with talking to the various women that he brings. Mm-mm. It's not like you have to have a bond with them.
Nope.
You're just talking to them. Hey, mm-hmm. girl, you know, blah, blah, blah. If you never see him again.
Shit, you might end up fucking around and like making a contact.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I said. It could be a network. Never know. It could be a job opportunity. Right. Just be nice.
And like she said, the guy made it clear that none of them was his girlfriend. So,
plus,
hey,
you know, y'all ladies are great actresses anyway. You know, when it all go down, you be like, girl, for real? He was doing what? That's a goddamn shame. Mm-hmm. I really thought you was the one.
I mean, but if I don't know you like that, I'm not doing all that shit. You know what I'm saying? If you just
I know you not.
I'm just saying, if you're just a passing ship, you just a ship. You know, and the fact I mean, said, still be nice to you. So.
The fact that he kept on saying, look, I made it clear to them they're not my girlfriend.
Right.
So if he can bring a thousand women by. If he say, hey, they're not my girlfriend, then it's all cool.
Now, this is beside the question. Mm-hmm. The situation that I was talking about, I sort of respected him for being, like, he was very much upfront with them that we are not in a relationship.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But the only thing I had a problem with him was he, in two of the situations, he conducted himself as though he was in a relationship.
Oh.
And held them
to a standard.
to standards that are relationship standards.
Oh, yeah.
See, and
yeah.
that's also what I was saying, that's also a problem too, because mm-hmm. a lot of people these days don't say we're in a relationship, but they do relationship things where leads someone, you know, mm-hmm. at least one of the parties, and sometimes mm-hmm. both of the parties, to feel like they're in a relationship, because people don't say, hey, you're my boyfriend. Hey, you're my girlfriend. Or, right. You know what I'm saying? Like, people don't really do that right. anymore. Right. Or, hey, you're my partner. People don't do that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you have somebody and you lead them to believe we're doing relationshipy things, mm-hmm. then it's kind of a human thing to kind of be a little confused by that. You know, where, again, that's where you should be like, where the fuck is this going?
Right.
What are we doing? And I know people hate that conversation.
But you gotta have it.
But you have to have it. Because, I mean, damn, if I'm doing random stuff that is very mm-hmm. relationshipy, picking your ass up from the airport at like 3 o'clock mm-hmm. in the morning, or taking you at 3 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. No, don't say cook, because we already said cooking was not relationship. No, so don't say that.
I'm just saying, if you do relationship stuff like that.
Yeah, but cooking is not necessarily a relationship thing.
But it's relationship stuff. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, according to what you said earlier, it is not.
No, I'm saying what I said earlier is don't sit there and start cooking for someone and say we're in a relationship. But that's what I'm saying. When you're in a relationship with someone, you start doing wifey duties like cooking, picking up his laundry, picking him up from the airport.
Yeah.
Doing all that stuff. That's what I'm saying.
Like that. Yeah, now those are relationshipy things. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like you taking her car to go get washed, mm-hmm. or you washing it for her, mm-hmm. or you gassing it, or, mm-hmm. you know, like, oh, you know, today happens to be trash day, so you're taking out her trash. Like, damn near married at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
So stop, don't do those things if you really have no intention of being in a relationship with that person.
So like I remember,
don't confuse people. That's rude.
One sort of head button that me and him used to have was
just saying.
Like one of the ladies he was dating had a guy friend, and he would get upset like when she would say, "Hey, I'm gonna go hang with so and so." And be like, you know, what the fuck you doing with him? What you need to hang with him for? And I'm like, well, why are you upset? That's not your girl.
Right. So you and say.
But you don't understand, bro. You don't. Well.
Yeah, I did.
Make me understand, bro.
Right. Because.
What am I not seeing?
You don't want to make her your girl.
Right.
But you want her to be your girl.
Exactly.
To do girl things.
And that's where
things.
He and I were. We were at odds about mm-hmm. the situation. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
Either step up or step the fuck back.
Right. Well, that happens a lot, though.
Yeah, I just said you know you're a weak player. So.
Yeah, what do they say on forget the yo, crip up a grip up or mm-hmm. something like that?
Yeah, I mean because you can't sit there and go, well, nah, I ain't my girl, but you putting all these kind of, you know, things on her leash on her and saying, oh, mm-hmm. you know, you can't do that, you can't talk to this dude, you can't do that. Well, if she's not your girl, she's free to do anything she wants.
Any damn thing she wants.
Okay. Right.
And if you that pimp, you that player, you that all that dude you think you are,
right.
You should be able
right.
to pick up right where y'all left off mm-hmm. and continue doing all the things you was doing.
Right. First of all, I ain't doing shit unless there's a ring on my finger okay. and there's a marriage license on the wall.
I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying. I'm not going to stop being friends with somebody because some potential
random.
Boyfriend, right. boyfriend, relationship-y person tells me to stop doing X, Y, and Z.
Right.
Nah. And even if I was married, too. I mean, really,
because
you couldn't even do that either.
Because
he's
blocking your blessing.
Yes, absolutely.
What?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because you never know when your husband's going to walk right up to you.
Yeah, especially you won't know if this guy is up there blocking your blessing.
Absolutely.
Is he blocking your blessing or are you blocking your blessing?
Well, I think it's a bit of both.
Yeah.
I think if you allow this guy to talk to you and keep you from doing things, and you have this understanding because you're not asking that question that you mm-hmm. just said. Where are we? Where are we going with this? And I don't know why women don't ask that question. Like
because
afraid
we're
to.
Afraid to.
Right.
Because don't sometimes, be really, it is. Sometimes people are afraid because they feel like if I ask these questions, things are going to blow up. And then, you know, the relationships or whatever the ship is, the situation ship is going
to
change. And, you know, da 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 da. Because people are afraid. Because, I mean, I know guys. Guys want to ask the same questions, too.
But, I mean, but with that, wouldn't you rather know now?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's like having cancer. It's like, you know, I ain't feeling good. I'm coughing a lot. And my butt bleeding. I wonder what's wrong with me. Wouldn't you rather know that you have cancer already so you can stop the butt bleed in the coughing?
What? No, I actually understand that. That's what's so crazy. I actually understand
that. I'm just saying, it's like, would you rather know sooner than later?
Cancer, prostate cancer.
Like, what? Stop wasting your time, people. Stop wasting your time.
There's nothing wrong with knowing, saying, hey, where are we with this?
Where?
Because right now, I'm at 39 and a half or whatever it is. Where are we going with this? Because...
I don't care if you're
49 I'm just throwing it out there because generally that's that time, right? You know, you fuck around in your 20s, you mess around in your 30s. About 40, you should start looking at yourself going, damn, what the fuck is wrong with me?
I don't.
It could be your choices.
Whiskey
and I have had that conversation a long time.
I'm talking about as far as you looking at yourself, okay, so what's going on with me? What am I giving out and what am I taking in? Right. And it's just like, you know, but if you don't ask that question, are you with a guy who or a woman is treating you like you're a boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever y'all is.
But
they don't want to claim you. Ask that question up front because really 5, 10 years, 20 years later, you sit there looking real stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Looking real stupid.
You look dumb after 5 months.
You are. I know women who have been with a dude for 20 years. Talking about that's my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And first of all, if you're 20, you've been with a nigga for. If you're in your 40s, talking about that's my boyfriend, shut the fuck up, okay? That's my man. That's my boyfriend. No, he's not. If you don't got a ring on your head, he's not your man, and you're not his woman. You're just somebody he's fucking, okay? You can believe it if you want to, but you're just someone he's fucking, okay? Mm-hmm. So there's nothing wrong with asking where we're going with this.
The truth hurts.
Yeah, stop the bleeding.
Stop the bleeding out your butt.
Yeah, stop the butt bleeding.
Queen, there has been a lot
mm-hmm.
put over these airwaves. And I know right about now.
Has to be some feedback.
At least 25 people that was like, oh, hell no. You know what? That's no. Where can they release that energy and put it in text form or put it in verbal form and send it to us so we can hear what the hell they got to say.
Hey, I can't speak for the people with Androids, but I know the people with Apple, you have a note. Just go to the notes section where you're listening to the show. Type up your notes or your questions or whatever in the moment you're in so that way you don't forget. And send it to indeepshow@yahoo.com. Because, you know, Apple devices can just automatically send a note. Send it to indeepshow@yahoo.com. Or if you're in the mode, pause the show. Dial 202-750-1437 and leave a message and be like, ah, I can't believe Diego, because we know it's Diego. I can't believe Diego said that. Right. I can't believe Diego said blah, 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 blah. And then, hang up. Right, okay. First of all, let's start with that. Then hang up and then go back and listen to the show. And, hey, you can call back again because he said something random. 202-750-1IDS. Thank you for listening. Please share the show.
Well, with that, Diego has a plane to catch. Miss Sonia has to get back to her apartment in the Bronx. Queen has an entire kingdom to oversee. And I have a bottle of whiskey to talk to. With that being said, we are IDS Extra Dating Sucks. Thanks for tuning in. Look forward to hearing from you. Peace. Life is short. Will I live to regret it? By your glance, this romance does say, let it. Sweet.